The worst flu season in nearly a decade took its toll on the nation's hospitals, straining resources and even clogging emergency departments. WRVO's Payne Horning spoke with health officials in Syracuse to get a better understanding of the local impact of this year's flu season.
Hospitals have been on the front lines of the flu outbreak, dealing with a flood of patients that in some areas has reached crisis levels. In New Jersey and Alabama, some hospitals have needed triage tents just to process the surge of patients. That hasn't been the case in Syracuse, but the rise in flu cases has swamped some local emergency departments, causing a ripple effect. When patients seek refuge from the flu at the emergency department, it can crowd it to capacity. That forces ambulances to take patients to other hospitals. These so-called ambulance diversion hours spiked at several Syracuse hospitals in January, according to the Hospital Executive Council, a joint planning organization for Crouse, St. Joseph's, and Upstate Medical University hospitals. The council's director, Ron Legault, says there were 163 diversion hours in January between the three hospitals. That's drastically higher from the same time last year when there were only 33 diversion hours.
The vast majority of influenza patients go home. They're not admitted. But while they're waiting to be treated and being treated, that produces crowding.
Legault says emergency departments can sometimes reach capacity in January because of surgeries that were delayed from the holidays. But the total number of visitors and their individual diagnoses at these three hospitals also points to the virus.
This was one of the two highest Januaries in the last 5 years. And I mean, we know from the trenches part of this, not all of it, but part of this was people with the flu.
Emergency department crowding at hospitals in larger cities like Syracuse presents a threat to the entire region that surrounds them because the facilities often act as a healthcare safety net since they offer more comprehensive care and services. Upstate University Hospital is one of those facilities. It treats patients from about 20 counties in central New York and is the only level one trauma center between Utica and Rochester. But Jeremy Joslin, medical director of the Adult Emergency Department at Upstate, doesn't think this year's flu season is making a significant impact on their operations.
What I don't see is I don't see our emergency department being overrun with influenza patients. It's only during very small numbers of times where our ability to take care of patients is overrun. And that's, in my experience, has been rarely due to the flu.
Joslin says Upstate's emergency department treats such a large volume of patients that the share of flu cases is very small in comparison. But one way the flu does impact the ED, Joslin says, is the additional time and manpower required to screen and then process the influx of patients.
And so when patients are being admitted to our hospital, we want to make sure that we don't cause other patients in our hospital to get sick from the flu. And so we test most patients who are being admitted who have any signs or symptoms of the flu, but we want to know, we want to make sure that we don't put patients together with one patient who has the flu, one patient who doesn't have the flu. So that's something that we ramp up and we ramp down every year.
More hospitalizations also means fewer beds for other patients, and many of those who are admitted have underlying conditions that make them more susceptible to the flu and at greater risk of dying from it. These patients require more attentive care. Onondaga County Health Department Medical Director Kok Nguyen says the severity of illnesses related to the flu, rather than the number, has actually been a bigger burden on Syracuse's hospitals this year.
That means the patient requires a higher level of care. It just stresses the whole system because you have more people who are sicker, then you need to provide more support.
Despite the additional stress this season's flu has placed on the local healthcare system, Nguyen says Syracuse's hospitals are resilient and have coped well with the increased volume of patients. He doesn't discourage anyone from going to the emergency department if they need to, but Nguyen and other health officials recommend patients speak with their family doctor first so as not to unnecessarily burden the system. For Take Care, I'm Payne Horning in Syracuse.